Live from the NEI studios in the heart of Boston, Massachusetts, it's Late Night Liam with Liam Stryker. On tonight's show, the latest information regarding Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland and Disney World, a preview of Captain Marvel, and we take your questions in an Ask Us Anything segment. Anything goes. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the star of the show, Liam Stryker!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into another edition of Late Night Liam. I am your host, Liam Stryker, joined as always by the lovable, the huggable, the incomparable, Bill Neville. How are you doing, my friend?
Liam Stryker, I am doing pretty good, man.
That's good.
How is everything going? How's everything treating you?
Good.
We had a couple of big snowstorms over the weekend.
Yeah, we did.
We fortunately,
had one on Saturday, one yesterday into Monday.
Fortunately, no power lost.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you lose power?
No, we didn't. No power. No power lost.
Awesome.
Did you have to work from home?
I did, yes.
Yeah, that's
well, I didn't
worst.
Have to, but I mean, it's better.
It's, yeah. Oh,
it's God. Better to roll out of bed at like 7:50 and start work at 8.
Yeah, I know. Ain't that the truth? I absolutely. It was really, really funny.
Because, you know, I commute like really far from my jobs.
Right.
Like so that adds to my 8-hour work days, my 40-hour work weeks.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yep.
You work really hard, Liam.
I know. Well, we
really
we,
hard.
You know what? We don't have to talk about work ethic here on this show.
But I wanted to tell you how hard I work.
I know. I feel bad for you, pal.
Okay, good.
I just wanted to let you know that. I wanted to let you know that. But the big thing was is I got a call because my office got closed.
Oh.
And so we were working from home. So my office got closed. And it was funny because I got a call from somebody on our West Coast office because basically one of the jobs that I work at, you know, one of the 4 million things that I do.
Well, yeah, keep going.
So it was basically the West Coast office called because we get to take out equipment over the weekends.
Okay.
And so I just come across as just a person that's returning on Monday. And so someone called me and they go, "Hello, sir. This is so and so with borrowlenses.com. And we wanted to let you. You work here." Like, yeah, I do. Thank you. I didn't want to extend my own order because I have the power to do that. But thank you for giving me a call to let me know that my office is closed.
That's too funny.
That was pretty funny. We laughed about it. We laughed about it long and we laughed about it hard. That was my weekend. The big thing was is we did that movie show.
Yes, we did.
We did one of my favorite movies.
Casino.
I absolutely love Casino. Have you watched it?
Not recently. I've seen it before.
Like
my college roommate was obsessed with that movie, so I've seen it probably 4 or 5 times with him.
Right. Right. You know, you should definitely like contribute a little more on that show.
On Casino?
No, not on the Casino show, but like the movie show.
I do
general.
When there's movies that I know and really know well.
Yeah, I know. Well, I wish I could hear from you more.
Yeah.
You know, you work so hard over there.
There's so many damn buttons to push.
I know.
So many volume controls with Michael.
Oh, yeah, of course. We definitely need like an intern.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure.
Well, the funniest part is I asked somebody, I go, "Hey, look, here's the deal. You're an LLC. We're an LLC. What's the deal?" And basically, the guy told me, because I was like, what would it take to get an intern? And he was just like, "Oh, really? The college just has to approve it."
Yeah, I think that's it, right?
That's it.
I don't think there's any other guidelines.
No, there aren't. I thought we had to be like an accredited business and all this. Well, yeah, I thought that was it. And he was like, "No, the school just has to okay it." Like, that's all they have
apply
to do.
Apply away, ladies and gentlemen.
So, newageinsiders@gmail.com. Address it to Liam. If you want to be an intern for the New Age Insiders.
Perfect.
That's the moral of that story.
We'll pay you in bottles of water.
Well,
and
it's college credit.
College credit.
It's college credit. College credit experience. The big thing is if you're heading to WrestleMania and you want to help out and you want to be a part of the New Age Insiders, I'll give you college credit.
Yeah, or if you're...
I will sign off. Like, here's the deal. If you're one of those procrastinating people... And it's like, shit, I haven't found an internship yet. I will sign off on all of your hours.
Yeah.
I'll talk to your person and say, "This person comes into our office every week and does stuff for us. They do a great job." You'll get to do a segment on the show, like everything. So, like, you can pick a topic to have it air live.
Sure.
On New Age Insiders, the NAI Live. Is that have we officially called it that yet, or is that the first time?
Yeah, it's NAI Live.
It's NAI Live. Okay, yep. So I didn't know if we officially.
It's been NAI Live officially for about 6 weeks.
Yeah, I didn't know if we told the people.
Wake up, Liam.
I didn't know if we told the people. I knew that we internally have made that decision.
Yeah, it's no longer the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show. It's New Age Insiders Live. NAI Live.
NAI Live. Anyway, you get to produce a segment for that. You could be an on-air talent for it. For one show, and I'll sign off on your like 80 hours that you need to do.
And Justin in the chat goes, dude, I may take you up on this. Well, unfortunately, you are in South Carolina, my friend.
Yeah.
And if you put on any sort of resume or paper or whatever you have to submit to your college saying that you were in the office every week, I'm not sure they're going to believe you.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If you can come up here, we'll hang out.
Yeah.
We'll hang out. I'll sign you up on the whole thing. How about that? We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Just email newageinsiders@gmail.com. Over the summer, he could do it.
Okay.
Justin, email us. Email us. Basically, here's the deal. We're going to hang out. You're going to come to Toronto with us.
And Justin's good at video stuff, so that would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be great. I'll teach him everything I know, and then he'll never leave.
Beautiful.
That is how that goes. So anything else going on in your world that you want to do before we jump on in here?
Not really. Oh, I caved and bought a Switch.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I bought it last night.
Oh, God.
I don't have it yet.
Yeah, did you get a bundle?
It was. They're offering this deal now where like you buy the Switch and then you get a $35 credit in the eStore.
Oh, cool.
So I'll put that towards whatever my first game is going to be. I haven't decided what it's going to be yet, whether it be Odyssey or Breath of the Wild or something. I'm not sure yet. But
I bought Odyssey and Breath of the Wild because I won a ton of money playing roulette.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I won a ton of money playing roulette, and I bought a Switch and a couple of games.
Yeah. So I had for my birthday, I had like $90 worth of Amazon cards.
Right.
So the bundle with the $35 credit cost me like $220.
Oh,
so
cool.
I was like, okay, deal. Awesome. I'm going to do it now or I'm never going to do it.
Yeah, right.
So that's Switch.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. Get it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's even more exciting.
Yeah.
That's even more exciting.
Good old Prime.
Good old Prime. I love Amazon
Prime. It's the best thing ever invented.
It is. It absolutely is. The other thing that I've really realized is, and I'm waiting to take it up on it, I might buy a new camera through this.
Oh, yeah?
But it's the like Amazon credit card like finance option.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
And it's like basically anything. And it's just like, hey, you got like a year to pay this bitch off.
Right.
And so it's like, oh, well, if you can make the monthly payments on that.
Sure.
That's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely worth it.
In some devices, they offer finance plans with no interest at all.
Right.
Which is pretty sweet.
That's pretty good.
Like especially on their devices. Like I bought my mom because she wanted one, and I bought one for Kelly for Christmas. I bought them the Fire tablets.
Yep.
And so instead of just spending the money up front, it just charges me like $20 a month for the two tablets.
Oh, that's great.
Until it's paid off and it's interest free for like 6 months.
That's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
That's amazing.
So it doesn't have to like you don't have to spend all that money right up front for their devices. It's
right.
Just like, yeah, we'll take like $10 out of your account every month. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Deal. Great.
Deal, Jeff Bezos.
I got free Prime from Verizon.
Oh yeah?
Sign up for files and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And that's so pretty sweet.
That's pretty sweet.
And even if it's not free, it's still a fairly good deal, even though it has jumped like 35% in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Remember, it used to be like $79 and now it's $119.
Yeah.
But it's still worth it. I wish there was an option where you could like not have Prime Video and it's cheaper.
Because
I just never use Prime Video. Well, that too, yeah.
Music. I never need Prime Music.
Because I never use like Prime Video or movies or anything like that. So
right.
We just wish it was an option to not have to pay for it.
Right, exactly.
All right.
So let's jump on in here. There was a big information dump over the past week since we last did this show.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, so basically, they just Disney Parks unloaded a ton of information about Star Wars Land, which is the most anticipated
Galaxy's Edge,
Star Wars Land. Was any of the information that kind of like jumped out at you right away?
The pictures were absolutely mind-blowing. Have you seen the pictures?
I have seen the pictures.
I wish I had downloaded them so I could put them up this the Twitch screen here, but the inside of the Millennium Falcon is incredible.
Yeah.
There's an inside shot of the where the TIE fighters are.
Right.
That's part of the Mission Breakout or whatever the ride is called now. And like, there's a giant TIE fighter next to one of the construction workers, and it's just like, I cannot wait to see this live.
This is going to be nuts. It's going to be crazy. The other one that The other one that I saw that was the food, right? So
yeah,
there's going to be three
yeah.
restaurants, and they're all going to be very different, but none of them are going to be like really sit-down restaurants, which I thought was a great idea because that would just drive more people to that land.
Right, exactly.
And people would just be milling about. And I think that that's a great substitute.
I'm curious how they're going to work the cantina.
Yeah. I think it's just going to be a counter service restaurant.
So just like in and out real quick?
Yeah.
That's good. That's what it should be. It shouldn't be like Be Our Guest where it's impossible to get a reservation.
Right, exactly. You got because Be Our Guest, poor Dylan and Nicole, they just like tried to walk up the day they got engaged.
Yeah.
And it was just like...
Like, we'll give you anything except for a Be Our Guest reservation because it's so damn exclusive.
It's so damn... Like, do you want to just get into Club 33?
Would you rather
that?
Yeah, right. Come on in. But screw you when you want to get in and Be Our Guest.
Yeah. Oh, God. So the other thing is just how extensive the Mission Breakout is.
Oh, my God. It sounds awesome.
The whole thing with Mission Breakout is that the entirety of the ride is an experience.
Right.
So while you're waiting in line, things are happening, which I think is great. Gringotts, Escape from Gringotts was kind of like that.
Yeah.
Where every single time that we entered a room, it felt like we were entering a new, like we were entering the final room to get into the ride.
Right, exactly.
And so that was kind of cool. That ride kind of blows.
Yeah. Oh, the new one sounds killer.
The one that replaced Dueling Dragons?
Yeah.
Yeah, that does sound killer. But that's because I think that they realized how stupid...
They just need a better coaster and not more screen rides?
Yeah, like that's Universal's biggest problem.
Well, they don't even have space.
Right.
That's their issue.
Right. Yeah, that's the problem is they only have a finite amount of space because unlike Disney, they bought just the land that was available. Right.
Disney just buys more land when they need it.
Yeah, but it's just like, man, you don't have any space and you had to put a roller coaster in there and there's just not enough space for what you wanted.
Right, exactly.
You wanted a dope-ass roller coaster that you're building over at Islands of Adventure.
Right.
Which is going to be interesting because that Jurassic Park roller coaster that they have building
awesome
out there
too.
Also sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's going to go over the water
It's going to go over the water. It's going to be crazy because I remember looking at the kids' ride where the pterodactyls are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, wow, that seems awesome. And I wish that was for adults.
Sure, sure. They have the Harry Potter version of that. They have it over there too. It's called the Flight of the Hippogriff. You're not allowed to film anything on there like with a camera. But you are allowed to ride it as an adult.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of cool.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been on that ride.
Neither have I, but I know for a fact just from watching like the Tim Tracker vlog and all that stuff.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
he's
yeah.
not allowed to film up there, especially for the construction.
Yeah.
Because obviously he doesn't want to get his rights taken away. He doesn't want to get kicked out of Universal or,
yeah, right.
or Disney. You know,
right,
it's not worth it to get that kind of footage
right,
for
of
a
course.
Ride that's not open yet.
Yeah, right. It's not it's not even open.
Ooh,
it's
dirt.
Look, a track.
Right.
They're building.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Wowzers meowzers.
What an immersive experience.
Wowzers meowzers. But yeah, I think that it's definitely building to be more of a really, really cool experience, and I'm really interested to see when it's going to actually open. I know that Disneyland is opening soon.
I believe there's a some sort of conference. It's not D23, but there's some sort of conference that's happening like in the next 2 weeks where I think they're going to announce the date.
Okay.
So at least the Disneyland date, which is supposed to be over the summer.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like June, late June, early July for Disneyland.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be like in the fall for Disney World.
Okay, so that's not super bad because I thought it was gonna be the winter. Who do we gotta talk to? Who do we know down there that we gotta talk to get press credentials for that?
I don't know. I mean, I can ask my friend who's a cast member see if there's
we gotta do that.
See if there's any
that.
Sort
we
of
definitely talk about it enough on this show.
Yeah, for sure.
So we should definitely try.
We'll just cut up a mega clip of us talking about Disney World and be like, okay, here you go.
Right. Oh, of course. You know what's also really annoying? And this is just something I'm dealing with in the moment, and I'm trying to do it under casual circumstances, but I can't.
Okay.
Is when Google just decides it wants to sign you out of everything and forget all of your passwords.
No.
Can someone explain that to me?
It's the worst.
Can someone explain why Google does that?
I have no idea. Is it a security feature?
I have no idea. But it's just like, hey, I asked you to remember this password for a reason.
Right, because I don't feel like typing it in.
Because I don't remember it after a while. Yeah. Like, the fact is like, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to get it when I'm not doing this show. But it's like, oh, I can't remember my Twitter password. Like, you know what I mean?
So annoying.
Yeah, so I can't be on Twitter, which is really annoying because I'm going to have to sign in on my phone, which is... You know, it is what it is.
You looking for the questions?
I wanted to look at the questions.
Yeah, I can pull them up for you.
I wanted to look at the questions. There was one that I wanted to talk about, Pav. It's me. It's me. It's
the P-A-V.
You know, so I just love that. but he asked several questions, and I actually loved all of them. And
okay.
I wanted to touch on them before we answered some of the other ones.
Okay, sure.
Right?
Did you want to touch on Captain Marvel first?
Let's close Captain Marvel.
Okay, cool.
So the first question that I saw was, Pav, as someone who did improv on the advice of at New Age Insiders, Patreons, and always do the thing rule.
Yes, that is a rule.
Tell your listeners why doing improv is an important life skill and why they should do it. If it wasn't for #1NAI, I wouldn't have done it.
Liam, this is all you, buddy. I've never actually done improv. I love improv, but I've never actually done it. So all you.
So I actually, Pav threw it out to the Patreons several times. Hey, I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about doing this. I'm not sure. I stepped in and I talked to him. I called him and we spoke on the phone. And basically, advice I gave him is the exact same advice I'd give everybody. New Age Insiders rule. Rule number one for the New Age Insiders is always do the thing. So that is number one. Always do the thing. It's better to do the thing and know you don't like it than always wonder if you would have liked the thing. Right? So always do the thing. You never know what's going to happen. The second thing that I would say is somebody who spent close to 10 years working with a professional improvisational company. They brought me to China. They brought me to Dubai. They brought me all over the United States. Improv comedy is the best life skill I never knew I was going to need. It has helped in so many different ways in terms of public speaking, as well as you know, being comfortable in front of people and decision making. People get hung up on decisions as opposed to just grabbing something and going. You know, basically learning how to produce a higher quality show while arguing. While arguing is a skill that is needed in both corporate culture and show culture, understanding how to avoid conflict and move something forward together is a great skill. I got to learn from a man who's been on this show several times, Norm LaViolette, and he is fantastic. He has his own show, and if you want to learn more about improv comedy in general and just kind of like the business of comedy and everything that he's going on it's Beyond the Norm. It's on iTunes and it's on all that stuff. Their producer, he's a knucklehead, and so it doesn't sound as good as our show, which I'm working on. I am working on it, but
help you, Norm.
Yeah, right. I would. Yes, I mean, come over here and we'll produce that show.
I'm looking at you, Norm.
But the that's the big one, is it's the best life skill you never know you're going to need.
That's pretty cool.
And so that's why I would suggest it. It's great to help you feel comfortable. It's great to help meet new people. It's a fun and interactive environment and a great life skill that'll help you at whatever job you have. So that's my answer to that first question from Pav. I have another question from Pav that is, last question, I promise. What do you think of lifestyles going on, going to uni, getting a job, and having your kids all by 30? As the youngest member of NAI...
It's stupid.
As the youngest member of NAI, none of us have done that. So if that's for you, I know people like one of my best friends. I was in his wedding. He's married. He has a kid. He's got a career. He's,
yeah.
You know, And that's the life path that he chose. And I always equate relationships in life to Trivial Pursuit.
Okay.
Right? And if you're familiar with the game Trivial Pursuit, right? Trivial Pursuit is a game in which you travel around a board and you have to answer questions. And every time you get a question, you get a little piece, and you get to put your piece inside your like little guy that you're moving around.
Yeah.
And once you collect all the pieces, that's when you can win the game, right? Until then, you have to travel around the board trying to collect all the pieces. Relationships and everything in life is all about collecting those pieces.
Sure.
Now, I don't have a science as to when you collect all of those pieces.
No.
Right? Like, that I don't know. But what I do know is that with every relationship and job that you have, you collect something. And that ultimately will bring you closer to the person that you're supposed to be with, or it's the job that you're supposed to have, or whatever your lot in life is, that's how you get there.
Right.
Right. So I don't think I know people that are freaking out because they're turning 30. And
so what?
And age is just a number.
Right.
And I guess that's where we kind of differed. And I'm not in a rush for anything.
No.
And so, like, yeah, man, don't freak out because you're 30, because I'm literally turning 30 at the end of the month, right?
Yeah, and I just turned 32.
Right. And so it's not, I don't think that age isn't what defines you. It's what you do that defines you.
Correct.
And so
that's perfectly put.
That's my stuff. Do we have any other ones?
Yeah, we had one from scrolling. Your buddy Brian. He says, what was your favorite concert experience? He says, yeah, I have one. First, it was the Deftones, and Chino threw a beer to me to drink when I was 17.
That's pretty dope.
So what was your favorite concert experience?
My favorite concert experience was I went to a concert to see Iron Maiden.
Ooh.
I actually have two. I have two answers, and I think one I shared on the movie show, and this one I'll share now. This one was I went to see Iron Maiden. And Iron Maiden, for this particular concert, which is a band that started in the 70s and has multiple hits, they played their new album from start to finish.
Oh, geez.
And it's like, guys, it is 2007.
Yeah.
No.
We didn't come to this concert to hear your new stuff.
Right. So everybody stayed and was like kind of pissed about it.
Yeah.
And so they came out for the encore, and it was fine. And then everybody stayed, and they came out again. And Iron Maiden was just like, hey, if you guys are going to stay, we're going to keep playing. And so they just stayed and played, like, a bunch of the hits.
That's cool.
And so it was like, that was really cool.
Send the people home happy.
To, like, kind of, like, I don't think that it was, like, a true encore, but it felt like a true encore. It was like...
It's like Mania 31.
Right.
It's, like, very mediocre show.
Right.
And then Seth Rollins cashed in, now it's, like, the greatest show ever.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. The other concert experience isn't necessarily one concert experience, but a series of concert experiences.
Oh.
So I was one of the people that like went out and bought Lady Gaga's The Fame like when it come out,
okay.
When it came out. All right. You can ask any one of my friends from home. They will tell you that it's like, oh, no, he built the fabulous gold glitter studded bandwagon that is the Lady Gaga fan train, right? Like they will defend this story till the day I die. I saw Lady Gaga at the Middle East in Boston.
Wow.
Which if you know
tiny venue,
it was like an album release party for a nobody, right? Tickets, $15.
Oh, killer.
Then she came back around and Just Dance had been like a huge hit.
Oh, wow.
And so it was like, oh, she came back around and tickets at the House of Blues, $30. And I was like, yes, please. And this is all, mind you, within the span of like a year and a half.
Sure.
Then over the summer, there was like there's like a Kiss concert. I don't know if everybody has Kiss.
Yeah, Jingle Ball or whatever it is.
Right. But it's one of those like radio station fan or like festivals.
It's like the top five bands going today, right, or whatever.
Right, but it's all the bands that like can't actually have a concert on their own.
Right,
at like a large venue. And so she was just like a part of this.
Sure, yeah.
$60, and it included a pass to Six Flags.
Okay.
Next time she came around, Fame Monster had released. She sold out the garden. Tickets, $250. And I said, no, thank you. I've seen you three times for less than that.
Combined.
She puts on a fantastic show, and you should go see her.
I want to.
And she was phenomenal in A Star Is Born, and you should also go see that.
Definitely.
So that's my... What about you, Bill?
I would say... I think my first concert when I was like 13, I went to NSYNC. That was pretty fun.
I am jealous of you, Bill.
Yeah.
I was too,
it'll happen again.
I
someday.
Was too much of a tough guy to go see
NSYNC. Oh, God,
NSYNC.
No. I loved NSYNC.
I loved NSYNC too, but I didn't tell anybody. God, if I knew how my life would turn out.
It was a talking point with the gals when I was 13.
Yeah, that sounds...
You know, right when you're starting to kind of like the gals.
Oh, Justin's working camera at a Pink concert on Thursday.
Cool.
That's fun. Which camera do you know, pal? I don't know why I asked that. Cause
the hard cam.
Yeah, you working the hard cam, pal?
But I think the best concert experience, and you know, another thing that I'm just going to have to man up on here, the best concert experience that I've ever had was Taylor Swift.
I heard that she puts on one heck of a show.
It is better than WrestleMania-level production.
Yeah, of course.
She played Gillette Stadium. The set was enormous.
Yeah.
The fireworks, the pyro... Everybody in the crowd had those like those wristband things that she could completely control.
That's cool.
Not her directly, but
yeah, her technical team.
Right. So like they could like dance to the beat or like change one color on one side and the floor would be a different color.
That's
like
cool.
It was freaking nutso, man. It was a 2-hour amazing like theatrical experience.
Yeah.
And the songs were good.
Yeah. I saw another fun concert. I saw Zac Brown at Fenway.
Cool.
It's the only concert I've ever seen at Fenway Park.
Is that the one where the special guest came out?
That is the one where the special guest came out. And it was really cool because like they had just like released. So he had sold out Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then like Sunday, they like on Friday added tickets.
Yeah.
So I like scooped up tickets right away. And in the middle of this Zac Brown Band concert, he just goes, hey, in like almost in lieu of an intermission, he just was just like, hey, I'm in Boston, and I have a special guest. And then Steven Tyler just came out, and Steven Tyler just played, like, 4 Aerosmith hits.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was just like, oh, so in the middle of the Zac Brown Band concert, an Aerosmith concert broke out.
That's awesome.
I guess that's what happens in Boston.
Hell
so,
yeah.
So that was very, very fun.
Anything in the future that you got coming up for as far as concerts and stuff?
As far as concerts, I mean, obviously the closest thing to right now is WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to be heading down to New Jersey to MetLife Stadium.
Yeah.
Which I will fight every urge to not just pee on. Like, I hate the Jets so much.
Oh, I know.
I hate them so
Stadium's
much.
Stadium's nice, though.
I don't care. Don't care.
I went to 29. It's very nice.
Sure. I bet it's lovely. I bet the seats are going to be comfortable. I wouldn't know because we're not going in.
Yeah.
Unless we get press. But
yeah.
We didn't even sign up
for that. I'm not buying tickets.
Yeah, I'm not buying tickets.
If we can get it through Mania Club or something, I'm in.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Full free. I've got a few concerts lined up this summer.
Yeah.
I'm going to Backstreet Boys. That should be fun.
Oh, they're back?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to Queen and Adam Lambert.
Oh, man, I wish I went to that.
Looking forward to that. And that's at the Xfinity Center.
Yeah.
And then I got my dad Rolling Stones tickets for Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's his favorite band of all time. Hasn't seen him in 30 years. So
yeah.
Pretty cool.
Do you watch Being the Elite?
I do.
Did you?
I haven't seen the last two though.
Oh well, then I'm not gonna spoil.
Okay.
All
right.
I'm not gonna spoil Being the Elite.
I'm so bad with like catching up on TV and stuff.
I watched 3 episodes of Being the Elite, and caught up earlier today.
It's funny. I was looking for something to watch during lunch. And I didn't even think of that. I watched CinemaSins instead.
I haven't watched CinemaSins in forever. I gotta catch up on that.
I watched the Ant-Man and the Wasp one.
Oh, fun! That was a fun movie.
Yeah.
So. There's one more question.
Yeah, Justin had like a series of questions here.
Yeah, Justin had a couple of questions. There's two that I want to hit on.
Sure,
one thing I want to hit on before. Chip asked, will you come visit and get me out of jail Thursday night?
What'd you go to jail for?
So he didn't get out of jail. He's spin cycling.
Oh, right. The charity thing.
The charity thing. So go tweet Chip because he's like biking for a cause.
And so let me see if I can find the link
on his on Dum Dum Chip's face
on his
face page.
Classy.org fundraising for the old Colony YMCA. Go help go help our friend Chip.
Yeah, Chip somehow runs the YMCA.
He's raising some money for a great cause.
And he's running. Basically, they're trying to get donations to help keep the lights on at the Y because it is a you know a charity organization.
And breaking kayfabe, obviously everybody knows his name is Adam. So it's give.classy.org/AdamSpins2019.
Yeah, so go donate.
Definitely go check that out.
Yeah, and he's a dumb dumb and doesn't understand movies. So Justin does understand movies.
He sure does.
And he asked a couple of questions, and there's two that I want to hit on specifically. One, if you could uninvent something, Bill Neville, what would it be?
If I could uninvent something?
Yeah.
Wrestling Twitter.
Oh, man. We had the same answer.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, God. I was going to class it up a little bit and talk about how, have you ever seen the movie Butterfly Effect?
No.
So the movie Butterfly Effect stars Adam Kutcher.
Okay.
You know, that gem.
Ashton's brother?
Yes, Ashton Kutcher. I thought Adam because Ashton Kutcher. And it stars that gem from that 70s show. And basically, he can like keep going back in time, but every single time that he goes back in time to like change something, everything else gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
Oh, jeez.
Until basically he goes back in time and strangles himself in the womb. That's the plot of Butterfly Effect.
Interesting.
And so that's kind of where I feel we've got with wrestling Twitter, that it's gotten so bad.
So toxic.
It's gotten so bad that we have to just end it.
Yeah.
I always think that, you know, my full stance on Twitter in general is that it's been very, very helpful for what we do and how we've, you know, built our audience. But in terms of the interaction on there,
the last 2 years have just been just insufferable.
Yeah, it's been very bad. It's very insufferable. It's tough because people have like bone chilling reactions to 160 characters taken out of context.
Right, right.
And the biggest issue that I see with Twitter in general, and sometimes on Facebook as well, is you're not allowed to have a counter opinion.
Right.
Right.
You're just automatically wrong.
It's not even that you're automatically wrong. It's that you're evil for having it.
Sure. Yeah, that too.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I believe what I believe. And those are my personal opinions, and I'm not going to share them on this show. But if somebody has a counter opinion to yours, right, if something is against their religious belief system, it doesn't make them a bad person.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And here's the thing. You don't have to like or talk to that person.
Yeah.
But to vilify somebody and throw around words and terms that are hyperbole, is damning to the person, and we as a society are lesser because you want to throw around hyperbole and just to be right on a website that ultimately doesn't matter because in reality, something else will come along in the next 5 years that will kill Twitter.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Whether it's being purchased by Facebook. I don't even know. Facebook might have already done that.
Oh, Facebook owns themselves and Instagram, so it's only a matter of time.
Right, but you know what I mean? Where it's just like it's only a matter of time before, you know, WeChat buys.
Right.
Buys Twitter and it integrates with that, or you know, the next new wave of whatever the next social media is. You know, nobody thought MySpace was going to go away and you know, all that fun stuff, but it's just I just wish that people would be nicer to each other,
right?
Because it's really insane to me that you can judge an entire person's life off of 160 characters,
right?
So that's my...
You nailed it.
That's my diatribe. This is the diatribe episode. Yeah. I'm just going on stuff. If anybody's like listening live and like wants another like poignant dad talk because
I am Liam Stryker and this is my dad talk.
I definitely put on the internet dad pants today.
Beautiful.
So
last night was a smorgasbord of bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna name names or anything like that because you know again that just goes to hypocritical.
We're gonna be the bigger person.
Well, it's hypocritical as to everything that I just said.
Right.
But it's really sad and disingenuous when you watch somebody that you've grown to know over a few years
and have done nice things for.
Right. Well, and it's just stuff that friends would do.
Yeah.
Right. Because sometimes friends give each other shit. I mean, look at Chip.
Chip is the epitome of us giving someone shit.
You know what I mean? But
Chip has hard skin. He can take it and he knows we're kidding because we're friends.
But it's not even that. It's you look at the friendships and you think you know somebody and basically to kind of appear cooler than you are online, you shit on your friends.
Yeah.
And that's really unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
It's really unfortunate. I've seen it happen. I see it happen all the time on social media.
All the time.
I hate it, and I stay off of Twitter.
It's gross.
You know, the thing is, and the Patreons would know, you know, like, I don't interact wholly in the group stuff. The messages move too fast. I'm constantly doing stuff that takes me away from looking at my phone, you know, so I can't be doing that all the time. But like Pav, right, earlier, Pav reached out and wanted to talk, and I'm very accessible, right? And I think that anybody that knows me or knows the New Age Insiders knows that I am very accessible.
Sure,
all you got to do is ask.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's really a means to an end, but I can't stand Twitter, right? Like at all.
Yeah, 2019 Twitter just needs to go.
Yeah, it needs to go out back.
And we'll old yeller it.
Shoot it.
What was Justin's other question that you wanted to touch on?
Justin's other question ties into our final topic for the evening, and that is, on a scale of 1 to 100, how excited for Captain Marvel are you?
82.
See, I think that that's accurate. I'm kind of more on the 85 scale.
I'm like 98.9 for Endgame.
Yeah, I'm 100%. I'm 100. I am 100 out of 100. I mean, that's wrong. I am 1,000 out of 100.
Okay, okay.
Excited for Endgame. Captain Marvel. So Captain Marvel, the only reason it's not higher on the anticipation scale is kind of what happened with Ant-Man, right? Ant-Man came in and it's like, hey, look, it's next. And it comes after this very, very important story point where everything's all hell and fire and brimstone. And this is going to touch on none of that until the end. And then it's going to tie in and we're going to move on. And so that's how I feel this movie's going to be.
Sure, yeah, because it's going to be like a period piece, isn't it?
It takes place in the 90s.
Right.
So this movie is going to be good. It's going to be fun. It's going to make a ton of money. And it's going to be irrelevant until the end to the greater Marvel cinematic story. And unfortunately, the fact that like plot points in that movie are going to not be explained in, like, I'm not going to realize that there are an Endgame plot point until we watch Endgame.
Right. And that's great.
And that's going to be great, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to make me retroactively appreciate Captain Marvel a little bit more. But, yeah, my expectation is that this movie is going to be good, but it's going to have an irrelevance to the rest of the story because, basically, this is just a prologue for Endgame, right?
Correct.
And now I'm pumped for Captain Marvel. I love Carol Danvers as a character. She's one of my favorite Marvel characters because she has the same sort of simplified superpower set that Superman had, minus all of the like overpowered bullshit.
So strength and flying, pretty much?
Strength, flying, and has ability to shoot laser projectiles.
Okay.
The only thing is she doesn't do it out of her eyes, she does it out of her hands.
Okay.
Right? And so that's basic OG Superman, right?
Sure.
You know, Superman before it was like, yeah, and he's super fast, And he can breathe ice breath. And he shoots laser out of his eyes. And it's just like...
freaking laser beams.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And so I think that Captain Marvel is a solid like 85. I'm like 85 and excited. I already bought my tickets. You know what I mean? So I'm excited to see this movie. But the only thing that is really frustrating, and this happened with probably one of my other most anticipated movies of all time, which was The Incredibles. I went into The Incredibles thinking to myself, look, I know that it's The Incredibles 2, and I know that they're not going to do this, but I really, really wish this movie was all about the repercussions of Thanos' snap.
How awesome would that have been?
Oh, man. I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that, like, crossover where it's like, it's probably going to happen in, like, a comic book, but it's just like, man, I would love some sort of, like, non-canonical event where it's just like, yeah, and then the event, then the Incredibles family just shows up.
That would be so funny. How do you think they would do that, though, if they were ever to do that?
Would they
make live-action Incredible characters?
So I think it would be a cartoon. I think it would be a comic book.
Okay,
I think,
gotcha.
It would be a comic book. If we were going to do it, that's where we would do it.
Sure, sure.
So Marvel has several different lines of comics. They have their main 616 continuity, which is really fun. Do you know why it's called the 616?
I do not.
So DC's comic book is a multiverse.
Okay.
Right? So every universe is slightly different.
Gotcha.
And the Marvel universe is the 661st or 616.
Okay.
616th universe. So if you were to travel there in the DC universe, it's the Marvel universe.
Okay.
And so that's why it's 616.
Interesting.
Then Marvel out of that has the Ultimate Universe. That universe is just kind of like slightly different. One of the big major plot points in that is Peter Parker is not Spider-Man. He died and Miles Morales is.
Okay.
So that's where Miles Morales comes from, is he's in the Marvel Ultimate Universe. He's an awesome character. He's really worth checking out, especially because he had such a huge, huge, huge spotlight in
Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Right. Which is pretty, pretty freaking cool. And then they have like the like children's version of the comic books for Marvel.
Okay.
Where it's like a little bit more hokey and a little bit more like for children. And so I think that that's where it would happen if you were to have like a crazy crossover event.
That's cool.
Like the Incredibles would appear in that version.
That'd be pretty awesome.
But it'd be still be really, really fun. So, all right. I think that's it for our episode tonight.
I believe so, too.
Which I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see Captain Marvel. Like I said, I already have my tickets.
On Thursday, right?
Yeah, Thursday. Going to get a hot pot beforehand.
Ooh.
Because I love hot pot. So we're going to check that out. Anything you want to say before we get on out of here?
I don't think so. We'll just once again plug the Zookeeper's Voice, Danny's podcast here. She had the CEO of the San Antonio Zoo on this past Friday. His name is Tim Morrow. He's very, very famous in the San Antonio area, a very popular figure. He was great. We talked about all the new things going on at the San Antonio Zoo. They have this awesome new rhino exhibit where that you can actually, there's like a deck that they built that's like outdoor eating area, and you can like eat over the rhino exhibit.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. So definitely check that out. The Zookeeper's Voice, iTunes, Spotify, and zookeepersvoice.com.
Yeah. Just to keep everything like synergy and whatnot. Yeah. Go check out. We did that movie show. We had the main version drop yesterday or 2 days ago. And we did Casino. We talked about that a little bit earlier. We are officially in Las Vegas month.
Ooh.
So we'll be covering a bunch of Vegas themed films leading into Mike's trip to a bachelor party in Vegas, which he might not come back from. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. We also have the radio version, the extra news and rumors version of that movie show. That is an extra episode that drops Saturdays afternoon-ish after it airs on North Shore 104.9. And it's sponsored by Showcase Cinemas. How cool is that,
That's
Bill?
That's really cool, man.
I kept jacking up the name of the streaming service the entire time.
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever. My
name
we'll
write it down for you next
time. Yeah, we got to write it down for me. I don't even know where that came from, but I kept calling it Stream Pass. And it's definitely not that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That might.
I do think, I will give you credit, though. I do think Showcase does have a thing called Stream Pass.
Yeah.
I think it's like their stubs, but not like their A-list.
Yeah, right.
So
it's
I think Stream Pass is like their rewards system.
Yeah, maybe.
So you were kind of right.
I might have been right. Who knows? Who knows? I don't care. I do care. I do care. But it's just, we'll fix it next
time.
We'll
get it wrong again.
I'm going to get it wrong 15 more times. So thank you for tuning into this edition of Late Night Liam. Next time you'll hear from us will be tomorrow night, tonight, for NAI Live. We'll be at it. We'll probably be talking about Tori Wilson going into the Hall of Fame.
We can't. It's too sexist.
And Fastlane being on Sunday, which I totally forgot about. So that'll be a ton of fun. So stay tuned to everything. Check out everything we got on NewAgeInsiders.com. That's where all of our articles and shows get posted. So hang on to that. Then follow us at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. And together, we are the premier place for fans of all kinds to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
Good night, everybody.